This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A semi-truck crash in Glenwood Canyon has closed Interstate 70 in both directions. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says the closure is expected to last through late tonight.
I-70 is shut down between exit 133 in Dotsero and exit 116 in Glenwood Springs. Motorists can still access Glenwood and Highway 82 leading to Aspen. Photos from the Colorado Department of Transportation show the semi-truck's cab dangling over a guardrail between the westbound and eastbound lanes. Alternate routes take drivers onto Interstate 40 in the north and Highway 50 in the south. But those could add several hours of travel, and CDOT recommends checking the weather before attempting either detour. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. CPR News.
More Coloradans are experiencing frostbite this year. And as CPR health reporter John Daly explains, that was before this more recent cold snap.
UC Health has a burn and frostbite center, which takes patients from around the Rocky Mountain region. It reports it's already had 34 hospital admissions so far this year, more than all of last winter. Frostbite can happen fast, in only 30 minutes when it's cold or windy enough. Experts urge avoiding walking on frostbitten feet. If the skin appears blue or blisters form when the skin warms, best advice is to seek medical attention as soon as possible to limit tissue damage. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Come find more at CPR.org. Coming up next, it's The Daily.